This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Illinois Congressman Don Manzullo, a Republican representing the land of Lincoln's 16th congressional district. His district is now at the center of a national controversy about whether to move a large number of the Guantanamo Bay detainees to a prison facility in the northwestern part of Illinois. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be here.
When did you first learn that this facility in Thompson, Illinois, was under consideration by the federal government to house some of the Guantanamo detainees?
I learned late Friday afternoon when the Secretary of Transportation, Mr. Ray LaHood, who was coming out to our district to look at road projects, advised me, and the story broke the next morning in the Chicago Tribune. So I was given very little notice that a major effort had been on to physically move the facility from Gitmo Bay to Thompson, Illinois. This is not closing Gitmo Bay. It's moving it because the operations and up to all of the 217 Al-Qaeda and Taliban terrorists could be moved to this prison in northwest Illinois.
Congressman, what did Ray LaHood or anyone else involved in this process tell you about why your district and that particular facility was being very seriously considered?
Well, we don't really know. Mr. LaHood did not know that much about it because he's obviously Secretary of Transportation. But we had a very in-depth briefing from Hardy Lappin, who is he's the director of the Federal Bureau of Prisons. He's a career. And Phil Carter, who is Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense, in charge of detainee policy. And all we know is that, number one, they want to close Gitmo because the generals in the field, these are our generals, have told or have advised that in intercepting Al-Qaeda and other terrorists' documents, that one of the recruiting keys for young recruits into the terrorism business is the mere fact that Guantanamo Bay exists. Somehow they have a problem with prisons for bad people. And the generals said that if you close Guantanamo Bay, that'll lessen the threat of terrorism. You can believe that or not, just because our military, I would give them the great benefit of the doubt. However, the first bombing at the World Trade Center, Kandahar Towers, and USS Cole all preceded September 11th of 2001. And our great concern is if these terrorists hate Gitmo that much, will that hatred and any physical reaction occur if Gitmo is moved to a place that's a lot more accessible than the remote part of an island surrounded by military, water and sharks and gunboats. So you can see how that's a very deep national security concern for somebody like me, especially who is a senior member of the Foreign Affairs Committee and serves on the subcommittee on terrorism, nonproliferation, and trade. So that's our big concern, Greg. And we would end up with the largest concentration of terrorists incarcerated in America, if not in the free world. And you could just imagine what a magnet that would be to the Al-Qaeda cells and other terrorists knowing where the home base is for incarcerated terrorists.
Congressman, as you know, there are other state officials, your governor, Mr. Quinn, Senator Durbin. I haven't heard from Senator Burris as far as I know, but they're very excited about this opportunity, saying it could mean 2,000 jobs to the area directly related to the facility, another 1,000 jobs in the local economy. They think this is, I believe in their words, an opportunity that they can't pass up. How do you react to their...
Well, you cannot exchange the security of Americans for the promise of a job. And we have an answer to the economic situation there. In fact, we are sending a letter to the president, urging him that in as much as Congress is more than 60% opposed to moving these terrorists from Guantanamo Bay to the United States, that the president, having recognized the deep poverty in that area around the prison, Director Lappin of the Federal Bureau of Prisons stating that the prisons are at 137% of capacity and in deep need of up-to-date modern facilities such as the one at Thompson, that the president nonetheless go ahead and either provide a budget item or simply make it happen to allow the Bureau, Federal Bureau of Prisons to purchase the state of Illinois facility and open it up as a federal, as a standalone federal prison. That takes care of the economic development and really helps out the abject poverty that's in that particular area. So what we want to see, we're very anxious to know, if the people who are pushing this are only interested in Thompson, Illinois, if they take 200 terrorists, or if they're really interested in Thompson, Illinois, to help out that that section of the Midwest without the terrorists coming in as part of a so-called package deal.
Congressman, ultimately, how is this decision made?
The president will decide what he wants to do on it, and then the Congress will have to pass on it.
And what are you hearing from the local officials? We talked about some of the statewide officials. Are there other public officials that are worried, like you are, about the security situation?
Senator Tim Bivens, the former sheriff of an adjoining county, state senator, is very much opposed to it. He says that we are now very much interested in having the prison open, but not having the threat of terrorism. The problem, Greg, is, you know, with these sleeper cells, these people, first of all, consider themselves joined in spirit to every other Muslim extremist in the world, with the philosophy that they have to kill people who disagree with them, and especially those who support the ability of Israel to exist as an independent country. And this harsh theology that drives them is, as you know, it's all-consuming. You'll hear the argument that around the country we already have 340 terrorists in prison. Well, let me tell you who these people are. And this comes from the words of Mr. Lappin, who's the director of the Federal Bureau of Prisons. 220 of the 340 international domestic terrorists are what he considers to be less risky. They are lower-level terrorists, and they're placed in with the general population in the prison. So they're not guys with big contacts to the outside on terrorism. They're bad people, but they're not the type of people that would attract others into their... Another group is called the moderately risky. These are people who whose communications are completely controlled. The prisoners are aware of that. And there are 35 to 40 of these, each housed at Marion, Illinois, and Terre Haute, Indiana. And then the real hardcore are 35 to 40 of them housed at Supermax, that's ADX. They're called the highly risky in Florence, Colorado. So when people say we have 340 international domestic terrorists already housed, the answer is really it's 120, because a terrorist who was put in with the general population in prison doesn't represent a threat any greater than the typical murderer or, I hate to say it, or bank robber next to him. So we're down to about 120.
Congressman, I know our time is short here. Real quickly, and as you mentioned, you didn't really know about this until late last week.
Yes.
What kind of response have you gotten from your constituents on this idea?
It's running about 60-40 against. You know, we don't know if people are emailing, and a lot of people are really disappointed to find out that the new jobs that would be created at the new federal prison are limited to those people who are under 37, because everybody who works in a federal prison like this is a trained law enforcement officer, including the cooks, the cafeteria workers, sanitation. You know, the normal people involved in a prison that would be, you know, supply staff, as opposed to correctional guards. But that being the case, that knocks out a lot of people who wanted to work there. But nevertheless, there would be a huge economic impact.
Okay. Congressman, the debate heating up on so many different fronts. We'll certainly be following what decision is made about your district and where these terrorists will be kept in the foreseeable future. Thank you very much for your time
today.
Thanks,
Greg. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Bye-bye. Illinois Congressman Don Manzullo represents his state's 16th congressional district, including Thompson, Illinois, the site of that facility where the administration is considering moving some of the terrorists from Guantanamo. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.